It's the Boom Bap Hour.
Look, no diss record, I love Meek and Philly. But I was past dream chasing. See, like I'm from Houston with my dog. Now I'm paper chasing. I know hate comes with this lifestyle, so I'm never hesitating. In 2017, in that courtroom, I knew the judge was racist. And on that dance floor, I seen pain in my son's faces. I knew I had to change if I ever was to make it. I believe in God, but who am I? I'm not at all a Christian. I got a proposition for all my oppositions. Cause if they all paid attention, we all'll be winning. Cause everything equals math, like the life of physics. They told me it was a price to pay, but you know I didn't. See, some teams that never change, so who am I kidding? I come from where niggas was never eating like a family pit. Your close homie, he never did his chores, but he can do your dishes. A lot of niggas, they so repetitious, you ought to pay attention. Team be the biggest, and ain't no winning.
We are,
yeah,
we are, we are, we are, we are, we are natural born sinners. We are natural born sinners. Yeah.
All right, it's the Boom Bap Hour, and we're your host, Miss Vanetta, and also our host, Uptown Richie and Bizzo Beats, not quite here today, but we're definitely representing for them as well. So coming up is a truly dope artist out of Buffalo, co-signed by Benny the Butcher, CEO of Trust Nobody Music Group, and a member of the Black Soprano family.
Yeah.
Please welcome Street Soprano.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. We're so happy to have you.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. And you definitely have to tell us about everything you have going on right now. You have a new single out, right?
Yes. You know, you know the name?
Voila?
Yes.
All right. So tell us about that.
Voila is a record, man, that I take pride in. You know, it's a record that came from, just organically. You know, it came organically, recording it in Raleigh. You know, T-Top showing the love. And just us not... Like when rappers do music together, you know, it's always like a competition, you know. So it was just like great to make a record with somebody who's trying to make a good record with you. You know, it wasn't about outdoing each other. And you can hear it in the record, you know, and I take pride in Voila. You know, everybody should go listen to Voila and stream Voila right now, you know.
Wow, that's so dope. So, okay. Now, tell us about your company, Trust Nobody Music Group. Tell us about
that. Trust Nobody Music Group is the biggest.
Okay.
I said it's a competition, so it's the best. but, you know, Trust Nobody Music Group is something I take pride in, too. You know, we grew it from nothing. You know, and it's a legit company today. You know, I am the chairman, CEO. You know... Thanks to Vicky. Shouts to Vicky. That makes so much happen. You know, just like making this happen, which is big for us. But Trust Nobody Music Group, man, it's my family. You know, we got four artists, me being the fourth. But, you know, three, Karma Blanco, Wesso G's, and Heckler, you know, it's family, you know. I'm gearing up for them.
All right. Now, there's always a story behind a name. So yes. Tell us, why did you pick that name for your music group?
When I first came up with it, I was in a place, you know what I mean, where I was just like, it's not that I didn't, you know, have nobody, but I was just in that long space. You know, to where like, you know, like you can't trust nobody but your immediate people. You know, and it's that's where the no trust came in at. You know, actually the logo, I thought of it then. This is 2015, 2016. Before I actually got locked up, you know, just being in that space, knowing that you can only trust your immediate people, it's a great name and foundation today. You know, it's a beautiful thing to watch it actually flourish. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember when I just had it on a piece of paper. you know, mm-hmm. so it's like, it's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, how did you become a part of the Black Soprano family with Benny the Butcher?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, shout outs to Benny the Butcher, man, you know, the big bro and everybody at Black Soprano Family Records and Next Records, you know, as well as, you know, even Empire and others taking on Trust Nobody Music Group. But, you know, Benny, like it comes from, you know, Street Tides. You know, I met Benny before, you know, the Butcher was attached to, you know, the name and the franchise. Yeah, and you know, the family's being so entwined, you know, two of my blood cousins is two of his blood cousins, you know, just from different sides, you know, and I found that information from him, just to say he does his research, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not easy to get in a family, you hear me? But yeah, you know, that's how I came into BSF. So like, my initial way in is, you know, through the big bro and through the boss, and you know, that's why we carry it on our back the way we do and just take pride in trying to push the envelope more and more. You know what I mean? Definitely.
Wow. Well, you know, you've been known to encourage the youth or encourage people to do better in your music.
Yes.
I mean, why is it important for you to share that message?
You know, it's very important. You know what I'm saying? It's very important because it's what I believe in. And I know... a lot of people don't do it. So it's like, if I wouldn't do it, I'm skipping my real feelings. You know what I'm saying? And it's actually having a platform to have the influence, you know, that's powerful. You know, Karma Blanco, my artist, you know, I trust somebody music group. She got this song she's been trying to really do is empowering. And it's like, I always tell her like to hold it off, you know, but it's like, it's that, you know, but, and I understand because we want to give help. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we want people to listen to the music. We want people to, you know, download it and save it. But is it helping anybody? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we want to be able to help, and that's where we get our blessings. When we can help people that's not, you know, kin to us, that's not our family, that we never knew or never met, never might meet. But the words, the influence, everything can help, you know, and change people's lives.
Wow, that's really beautiful. So, I mean, I know you said you kind of went through some things and, you know, what is something that you went through that you feel like made you the artist that you were today?
So many things, you know, on the artistry, you know, I was just talking to, you know, Wesso G, my other artist, you know, earlier, and it's like, one of the things would be having me and my team drive, you know, from here to Texas, you know, spending thousands of dollars and what we went for to perform still not happening, and driving back. So it's like altogether more than 40 hours of driving that I put my team to do. You know, and you know, but we still here today, you know, so just meaning to say the devil didn't win. You know what I mean? And you can't break my spirit. You know, I'm God's child. And this is, you know, this is his path. This is driven from him. You know what I mean? So we're not rushing it. We believe in it. We're passionate. Yeah, all these things, you know, definitely.
Absolutely. Yes, most definitely. So you're working on finishing up your next album, Nothing Lasts Forever, and you said your listeners to get ready. So what can they expect from this next album?
No, oh, yeah. So you said Nothing Lasts Forever is out right now already.
Okay.
Yes, Nothing Lasts Forever. That was my last. That was like my first real entry far as, you know, just being totally distributed through the Black Soprano Family Records and totally... I always had the blessing of Benny the Butcher, you know, obviously with me having it even in my name, you know, Street Soprano. But the seventh, you know, Damn Nothing Lasts Forever, it was my first entry, you know, through via like a distribution with Black Soprano Family Records and Next Records, you know, so that was a blessing. You know, that's out now, doing great. It's my biggest project to date. For my next album is something special. You know, it's what you was touching on. You know, with Street Soprano, you know, featuring. No, it's not even featuring. It's Street Soprano and Karma, you know what I'm saying, and Black Soprano Family Records. Black Excellence, you know, in the title, you know what I'm saying, we're giving, you know, knowledge. You know, it's Black Excellence is the title of my next album. Yes.
Awesome, awesome. Well, most definitely, like, basically, who inspires you now? Like, who is, like, the artist that really inspire you?
Besides Benny the Butcher, honestly, because it's like it's the closest to me to really see work. It's really my family, you know. It's the Karma Blanco, it's the Wes OG, and it's the Hecklers. It's because it's like just watching them push the envelope and what we're doing and believing in it. It just makes me work that much harder to like not let myself down, not let them down. You know, not let my son down, not let my grandma down, not let my mom down. You know, all my brothers, and you know, it's so much that come from it. But yeah, the artists that I really get motivation from is my family, and I don't want to sound biased, you know, but it's honest, it's honesty.
Well, speaking of that, I know that you were into, you know, music when you were small,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So, is there anybody in your family that you feel like inspired you?
Oh yes,
who
yes,
you
definitely
were today?
My on that level, my godfather, you know, because he took me in the studio my first time. My first time recording, I was 8 years old. And I was in the studio with my godfather. You know, I never forget that. You know, he got me into really the studio form. I rapped always. That's why he put me in there. But to know the studio, to know making beats, he made me, the first time recording was a cappella, you know. So it's like, I give him that, you know, like he created a monster without having to do too much. You know, because when I take on to something, I fully take on to it. You know, it's just like protecting the family. You know, I fully take on to that. You know, and it's by all means, you know, we push an envelope.
Most definitely. Okay, so here might be a, I hear you definitely speaking about God. How is God important to you in your music?
In my music?
In your life and music.
In my music, in my life, you know, you can hear it. Because it's like, I wouldn't be right here if it wasn't for him. You know what I mean? Because ever since we woke up, the devil tried to stop us from being here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since we, you know, every step of the mile. But I know being God's child, you know, it doesn't allow him to win. You know what I'm saying? And so with that being said, you know, it's everything of what I have going on. I feel, you know, without God, my team wouldn't be who they are. You know, I wouldn't be who I am, because it's like I give so much to them as far as like anything I don't understand. Anything I don't understand, it's not human form, it's God. You know, and being able to leave that to a person, because it's like when you carry that on yourself, you can ponder or wonder for years, days, months, who knows. When you leave it to God, like you literally is gone that second. You know, so like, you know, God is important, you know, not just to me, but should be to a lot of people.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, well, definitely just so glad that you shared all of that with us today. And what can we expect from you in 2024?
Man, 2024 is a great year. You know, we've been doing, you know, milestones, Blame It On Wesso. You know what I'm saying? My artist Wesso G album is out now. You know, it's been doing great. You know, we just dropped, you know, his video with Karma Blanco, you know, excuse me, to Everything I Wanted, you know, produced by Eminent Productions, you know, everything in-house. My next album is crazy. You know, Street Soprano, Karma Blanco, Black Soprano Family Records, you know, Black Excellence. You know, I already have my album done, Solo, to come right after, which is They Fear What They Not Know. You know, that's the first time I said the title here. And of course, man, you know, this summer we want to give TMB album, you know, and Karma Blanco, you know, second to none, 220. It's a lot of music, you know, and a lot of things going on here. You know, we on a promo tour right now. You know, 13, 14 more cities.
Well, where are you going? You got to tell us where you're going.
Yeah, you know,
here.
We got, you know, next I would have to ask, you know, somebody, but I know where we got Fort Lauderdale. We got Tampa. You know, we got Philly. We got Syracuse. We got Jamestown. We conquered Baltimore. You know, we're here in Brooklyn. You know, shout out to Brooklyn. You know, because you know, Hov did what he did. You know, what he posed to for the big bro. You know what I'm saying? So we love. You know, we love Brooklyn and we love the whole movement. But yeah, where else? Jordan, New York. We are in Jordan, New York. Bunch of places. Boston. We go to Boston, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, these is active though. It's active. I don't wanna miss. I mean, I am missing places, but like Boston, I'm not really for sure. It's like, so I just want to not start rambling places. They're like, yo, you ain't come to Boston. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, we're going to a lot of stops. You know, it's building. It's pushing the envelope. It's getting out here. This is how we do it. You know, I can connect with you through via, you know, social media, but it's different when you can talk to me. And you can know that I didn't know none of your questions. You know, you can know the genuineness in a person. You know, and that's what I do. I wear, you know, my cards is on the table. You know, as far as like who I am. So it's like, and what I do with that is either you love him or you don't. You know, you accept him or you don't. You know, because who he is not a mystery. You don't gotta search and find it. You know, just either ask or watch. You know what I'm saying? He gonna let you know. No. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, before we wrap it up, I definitely want to ask you a question of why did hip hop choose you?
Why did hip hop choose me?
Yes, it's a loaded question, right?
Yeah, you know, I think hip hop chose me because it is.
It's a loaded question.
I'm gonna answer because, you know, I got an answer for every question.
Okay.
But no, hip hop, I think, chose me because it needs life. You know, it needs life. Not saying, you know, shade to anything that everybody or anybody is doing, because it's been carrying on. But, you know, we need that new wave of sound, you know, energy, frequency. Like you said, you know, just how heavy I am, you know, with the community. You know, like, we need, this is why hip hop chose me. You know what I mean? Because it's not somebody who's just in it for themselves or just even for my team. You know, we got an event coming up that's just giving away to kids, you know, Plurfest. You know, this is what we do. This is what hip hop needs. You know, hip hop needs to be able to give influence. You know, it has a platform, you know, to help. You know, it don't gotta be all intellectual or, you know what I'm saying? But we need to be doing something that's effective, you know, and that's why hip hop, I think, chose Street Soprano, you know, Cornelius Robinson.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, definitely, who would you like to give a shout out to and where can we find you? All of your music.
You know, of course, you know what I'm saying? Let me shout out Vicky DeVault, you know, and I always do that, you know, for making so many things happen, you know, and just being on board with me, you know, day in, day out. You know, of course, my team, of course, my staff. Definitely shout out Wes OGs, you know, Karma Blanco. You know, we came from her performance last night. And, you know, just being able to watch, you know, them grow, you know, it just means everything so much to me because it's like, I know where it come from. You know what I'm saying? I know where it started from. You know, and of course, like I said, the labels, you know, Benny the Butcher, Black Soprano Family Records, you know, Next Records, you know, Others Records, Empire Records. You know, we're working, you know, Big Nails Entertainment. It's so much, you know, Joey's Place, you know, Roaring 420, 420's Roaring Lounge. You know, it's a bunch of things, a bunch of people that believe in me, you know, so I want to miss nobody.
Wow, that's really dope. Well, listen, okay, so you did mention where people can find you on social media.
Oh, no, you know, but they should know. It's Mr. Will I Write. You hear me? No, man, you know, but it's Street Soprano on all media platforms. You know, Street Soprano, you know, I say put it in Google, you know, but you can put it in
anything. Go ahead and spell it out because everybody don't know.
Yeah, STREE T-Z. No, T-S. Yeah, I don't got no Z. Yeah, okay. I just messed up. Hold on. Yeah, let's get this right. You right. Yeah, you right. S-T-R-E-E-T-S. I mean, and then another S. I mean, O-P-R-A-N-O. You know, yeah, underscore for Instagram and regular for anything else, you know. Street Soprano. You should have seen the name. If you haven't, it just allows me to know to work harder. You know, like, it's not your fault, it's my fault. You know what I'm saying? I need to work harder. I'm saying that I'm coming across that desk, you know. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, listen, it was so dope hanging out with you today. Thank you so much for being on Boom Bap Hour New York City tour.
You hit me.
And yes, you're welcome back anytime.
Yeah.
And we're just so happy to have you. Give it up for Street Soprano. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes. You heard it here first on the Boom Bap Hour. All right, now. We're signing out. Peace.
Uh-huh.